The world is celebrating the 200th anniversary of Polish composer Frédéric Chopin's birth with concerts, piano competitions, and a new novel inspired by his music and life. The romantic thriller Nocturne comes with a CD of Chopin favorites performed by the author to be played at specific points in the book. Pianist Harrison Gradwell Slater says playing Chopin is one of the greatest joys in his life.
Chopin's music touches me with its incredible nostalgia. It immediately brings us into a world of passion and of great sensitivity.
Slater is also a novelist, and in his second book, Nocturne, he wanted to experiment with giving his readers a chance to hear Chopin's music as part of the story.
The music of Chopin is involved in the novel from the beginning to the end.
Slater's protagonist, Artemisia, is a photographer who travels from New York to Paris to photograph the places that were part of Chopin's life for a magazine story. The assignment comes just as she ends her relationship with her fiancé, Clifton, who has proven to be unstable and violent. While in Paris, she meets Matthew, the Chopin expert who will be writing the story to accompany her photographs. While their relationship grows, Clifton appears in Paris and begins to stalk Artemisia.
Flashing the photos rhythmically with the wide sweep of his razor, Clifton remembered how Artemisia tortured him with her complete withdrawal. He stopped and reflected. "Without you, Artemisia, my life is over." Clifton began to understand. No lover, if he be of good faith and sincere, will deny he would prefer to see his mistress dead than unfaithful.
Slater says Chopin's Prelude in E-flat minor conveys Clifton's disturbed state of mind and provides a leitmotif for his character. The author says Chopin's music enhances the text in other ways. When an old diary revealing much of Chopin's past is discovered, Matthew and Artemisia travel to Warsaw to examine the document for authenticity. That's when Slater inserts a sentence into the text, suggesting his readers play track 11 on the CD, Chopin's Mazurka in C-sharp minor, in which the composer uses Polish folk rhythms and modes. Slater says it wasn't just Chopin's music that inspired his novel. It was his life as well.
There are many parallels between what goes on to this young couple. Artemisia is being followed by her obsessive boyfriend, who has turned into a killer, and between what happened in the life of Chopin and his mistress, George Sand, who was the famous novelist of the 19th century. For example, George Sand had to break up with a boyfriend, and he didn't take it very well. That was when she had met Chopin and decided to live with Chopin. So he showed up one night, and if she hadn't run, he might have taken her life. And she wrote later to her friends to tell him that these kind of issues are not solved by slashing someone's throat.
Nocturne is only one part of Slater's celebration of Chopin in this bicentennial year. He's also artistic director of an international Chopin piano competition coming to his city of Boston in May.
There's going to be a $10,000 prize and a concert at a hall in Boston. So we should come across some really fine talent from around the world. It's open to all people, all ages, and it's based totally on the quality of the playing. So all they have to do is send in a CD, unedited, or a DVD, and they'll have an opportunity to enter an international competition.
Nocturne's author, pianist Harrison Gradwell Slater, says he hopes his novel's accompanying CD will be an opportunity for Chopin's admirers to enjoy his music in a different setting, help introduce the great composer to a new generation, and begin an era of experimental trends in the publishing industry. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.